With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos created during fertility treatments should be considered children under state law. Justices issued the ruling today saying an 1872 state law allowing parents to sue over the death of a minor child applies to all unborn children regardless of their location. Senator Tom Cotton says the U.S. has no business supporting a U.S. resolution calling for Israel to halt its planned invasion of Rafah.
Israel was the target of a heinous attack on October 7th, the worst massacre of Jews since World War II. And if anything, the United States should be going to the UN Security Council, proposing resolutions demanding that Hamas immediately release all of its hostages, to include multiple American citizens.
Senator Cotton interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. did today veto a ceasefire resolution in the war. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on Nikki Haley's stance on staying in the presidential race.
Nikki Haley is the last major Republican candidate running against Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election, and she says she's not backing down. Haley has yet to win a GOP contest this election cycle, but she's vowed to stay in the running until Super Tuesday on March 5th. In an interview with the AP, Haley says that not enough people have voted in the election for her to back down yet.
Why would I do that when only at that point four states have voted? 10 days after South Carolina, another 20 states vote. I mean, this isn't Russia.
16 states will vote on Super Tuesday for their choice of party candidate in the 2024 presidential race. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow is down over 100 points. This is SRN News. An NCAA official quits over transgenderism.
William Bach does not believe that men should be allowed to compete against women. His employer does, and so Bach has resigned. The former member of the NCAA Committee on Infractions says letting men play against women threatens the existence of women's sports, adding, quote, "The policies that the NCAA and other sports organizations have come up with, which supposedly favor inclusion, actually discriminate." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian government says it will outlaw doxing, the malicious release online of personal or identifying information without the subject's permission. The announcement comes after pro-Palestinian activists published personal details about hundreds of Jewish people living in Australia. Australia has seen an increase in anti-Semitism since the Hamas attack on Israel last fall. This is SRN News. Wisconsin's Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed new legislative district maps into law.
Evers said he wanted the maps to be fair.
Republicans passed the maps I submitted.
Republicans have controlled the Wisconsin State House for more than a decade under the old 2011 maps that were recognized to be among the most gerrymandered in the country. But they voted to pass the governor's proposal to avoid having new and possibly even less favorable lines drawn by the state Supreme Court, which has a liberal 4-3 majority since the election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu.
How can we sue on something that there isn't a decision by the state Supreme Court?
Audio courtesy WISN. I'm Jennifer King.
Walmart reported another quarter of stellar results, ending the year on a high note as low prices attract shoppers. However, inflation is fading, meaning Walmart customers are spending less per trip as a result. More details at SRNNews.com.